Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to give a shout out to our guy, Rob Maloney. It's his birthday today. He's 69.
Yeah, Rob! Yeah. Happy birthday!
Let's go.
Men's wieners.
Yeah. It's the Rob Maloney birthday shout out. Do you have the Rob Maloney song?
Oh, yeah. I'll get the Maloney song.
We got to get the Maloney song for his birthday today. So happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Rob Maloney. Maloney. He's bald. At the ball with the silver medal. Yeah, he always comes up short. And the sand trap's got fried mushrooms. His favorite emoji.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is flex, Rob Maloney. Maloney, Maloney, he's bald at the bar with the silver medal. Yeah, he always comes up short, and the sand trap's got fried mushrooms.
They're really good.
His favorite emoji is flex, Rob Maloney.
That's right.
Yep. So happy birthday, Robbie.
He's a hoe.
He didn't hear that because he listens on the stream, and for whatever reason, we haven't figured out how to hook up my computer to a camera yet. Oh. So could you play that again? Rob Maloney.
The song?
No, the drop that I just had there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rob Maloney.
Rob Maloney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's a hoe.
There you go.
He's a hoe.
Ooh-hoo. Hey, I hope he has a better birthday than... Remember the show Home Improvement, by the way?
Yes. Yeah.
Zachary Ty Bryan was one did you see this story? His fiance allegedly attempting to run him over with her truck.
Whoa!
So, Rob, I hope you have a better day than Zachary Ty Bryan did.
He's horrible.
You love it.
Geek.
Yeah, so time to ask, do you believe in what Andy Reid believes?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Andy Reid is very comfortable with this team moving forward. Sounds like he had some fire in his Zoom meeting yesterday. Obviously, we had the tickle your tonsils yesterday from Andy Reid when he said that. He says this comes from Matt Derrick on Twitter. Andy Reid says he's confident the Chiefs will win their next five games and make the playoffs. Quote, we're going to tickle your tonsils on every play. Obviously we've done our job and looked up what that means. It means they're going to shove it down your throat. Well, the time is, it has been now.
Yeah.
But now the time is really now. So do you believe in the message that Andy is giving?
I'd like to believe in the message that Andy's given, but I have a hard time believing in that message that Andy's given. It reminds me of, and you guys probably don't remember this, but back in, what is it, year 2000, Jim Fassel was the coach of the Giants. And it was about this point of the season. I think they were like 5-7. And he says, I'm putting all my chips in. I guarantee it, this team is going to the playoffs. Well, they ended up going to the Super Bowl that year and lost 35-7. And I cried in my bathtub in Seguin, Texas. But they lost the game, but they went all the way to the Super Bowl. It was that team led by Kerry Collins, and I think Tiki Barber was probably on that team for a hot minute, and some of those other guys. Was that team as good as this team is right now for the Chiefs? The answer is no. But the difference is the Chiefs just can't get out of their own way at this point in time. And that's the thing that's the biggest holdup to me and concern for me is that they can't get out of their own way. It's the penalties and it's the untimely turnovers. And it's basically everything they did in Jacksonville compounded in every other game since then. And so until they can show me, and when we're running out of time, that they can get out of their own way, I have a hard time believing that they're going to go win five. But Andy Reid seemingly is guaranteeing that this team is going to win five straight games and get into the playoffs. So I'll take the man at his word for it and say, let's go, man. Let's go do this. But it all starts internally. It's not about the other teams anymore. It's about you and looking in the mirror and understanding that we're not doing things the correct way. We need to change. It's not about the refs. It's not about the opponent. It's not about this. It's not about that. It's about the stuff that you guys are doing internally and on that field on Sundays that's making it difficult for them to get back to the postseason.
Yeah, the penalties are crazy. Obviously, against Dallas, they had 10 for 119.
And it's every game they've got double digits, Dusty.
And they're not getting off the field.
Yeah, on defense.
I mean, Dallas punted once. I mean, you have to get off the field in third and long, and that's been the problem.
And they don't create turnovers either.
No.
Nope.
I mean, they did have an interception against Dak, and they had two opportunities on back-to-back plays to have those turnovers, a fumble that didn't get recovered by the Chiefs, an interception that was dropped, and then Bolton had another interception that game that was dropped. Lack of turnovers, lack of pressure, lack of getting off the field is a disaster. And it makes you wonder to yourself, like, what's been the more concern, the defense or the offense?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
It is both.
But I think as you're talking over there, I'm thinking about the missed interceptions. And you've been on this since Jacksonville when they missed that interception, right? Mm-hmm. You know when you miss things by that much? You know what that tells me? And I came to my realization, and I said this yesterday, team's old and slow. Mm-hmm. When you're missing things by that much in games, it's not because you're not in the right position. It's not because you don't know what you're doing. It's because Father Time is knocking at the door. And he may be knocking at the door of Nick Bolton. He's looked slow. He hasn't looked good this year. I haven't been enamored with anything that Nick Bolton has done so far this season. But when you're coming up this short and this close, like look at every pass rush on Thursday against Dallas. They were this close and that short every single time. And that just tells me they just don't have enough team speed right now on defense. They just don't have enough guys that are young enough to fly all over the place. And the guys that they do that have young enough aren't getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, after a while, if you're the same amount of far away, if you're just as close each time,
right,
you're not that close,
right?
Because you're not improving. If you're actually close, you're going to get better and better. We're week 13, week 14 now.
Yeah,
talking about penalties still. We're talking about, come on, like this is I don't believe until he shows me. And honestly, I don't even know what the message is. We're going to tickle your tonsils. Like mm-hmm. It doesn't get me going.
No.
I don't know about the team, but it doesn't get me fired up or revved up. So no, I'm not believing in that right now. And Dusty, I think it's a good question, defense or offense. I would say the concern is on the offense because I don't have – I can come up with more answers for why the defense is not producing. We're talking about it. Like the players just aren't maybe as good as we thought they were.
Right.
On the offense, I don't think that's true. Like you said it, like the offensive linemen individually, we know those are good players. Those receivers, like we trust them. Kelsey's looked great. We know what Mahomes is. Like Andy Reid, like I don't have the answers for why this offense is struggling the way it is. The defense I can look at and say, yeah, we need to draft better. We need to go and trade. Brett Veach has got work to do.
Well, I'll tell you what it is from an offensive standpoint. It's pretty simple. Turnovers and penalties. That's it on the
mistakes,
offense.
Yeah.
Mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Self-inflicted mistakes.
In their last four games, they have 30 penalties.
So sad.
It's not good.
That's about 8 a game.
That's
7.5 a game. It's bad. And you're not good enough to overcome them.
And they're bad penalties. They're defensive PI, they're holding, their illegal shift or illegal formation, those type of penalties. And the thing that's crazy, I always go back to like running boards for Vern on pre and post game for the Royals. And, you know, starting out, you're nervous, the clock ticks fast. You know how to, you know that works, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Now the clock ticks slow. But Vern would always, you know, I'd go out on a break and I'd fire his break too early and be like, sorry, Vern, I didn't mean to do that. He's like, no, you're fine. Just do better. And it's like, okay, yeah, I got you. And it's, you know, it's one thing if, you know, going behind the curtain with production, if you fire the break too early or you don't pot his, you know, music down when he's doing touch them all or whatever it is. It's one thing if you do it once and then you never do it again. But these things are happening again and again and again and again. It's like, okay, what's the problem? Is it lack of discipline? Is it talent? Is it, you know, Are they getting baited? Like, what's going on? Because it's holding, it's defensive PI, it's, you know, illegal formation. It's the same thing every single week. And yes, it seems to be number 74 problem a lot. But again, like, it's the same type of penalty every game where, like, you see the flag, you're the referee at that moment. You're like, he moved.
No, anytime there's a flag now thrown, I know it's against the Chiefs.
And like Justin Reed.
I hate being in that situation where you see a flag and you just know it's against your team. But again, you mentioned the holdings and the illegal contacts on defense. You know why they're doing that? They're slow. They're not good enough. Okay, that's why you commit penalties. I watch it all the time. And I even go back to when I was a kid and I used to remember doing stuff. Like you get violent at times when you know you're getting beat on the field. Right. It happens, right? And you can see that from this Chiefs team. They go into kid mode, if you will.
That's 100%.
Because I've seen my daughter do it on the soccer field sometimes. Oh, she's pissed. I can tell. Just the way that she's kind of going about the business right now. I can see it. I can see she's getting beat. She's upset with that. So she's going to try to do something she shouldn't do. And boom, you get the yellow card or whatever it is in soccer. And that's what's going on with this Chiefs team right now. I just don't think they have the speed and the ability at this point in time to be a team that gets rid of those penalties because maybe they're just not fast enough, sharp enough, fresh enough, or whatever it is. And we're seeing the fatigue do set in as well. This is a tired, tired football team and a team that probably needs some, you know, retinkering in the offseason. But it's got to start with respecting your head coach, too. I mean, every time I see a pre-snap penalty or a stupid penalty, I go, Andy Reid, I know, is preaching this stuff to you guys. Why aren't you listening?
Coming up on the other side, we'll tickle Danon Hughes' tonsils. On 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City sports.
What the hell was that?
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blue. You hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danon Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
You know, that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play.
That's Andy Reid. We are now joined by Danon Hughes, which is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Danon, how are you on this frigid Tuesday? And also, do you still have your tonsils?
Hey, I'm doing all right, fellas. Hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I did as well, except for the game, but I'm staying warm, and I still do have my tonsils.
Okay, so all four of us still have our tonsils. What does Andy mean by that? Does that mean they're just going to crush your soul, or what are we talking about here?
I think I know, Danon.
I assume he means laughter, I guess, maybe. I guess I have to keep it as PG as possible, because knowing Andy Reid, he didn't have any kind of, he doesn't think like we think.
Okay.
his mind is not polluted like us, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I say, Dana, I don't think anybody thinks like I think, and I think you know that all too well. So is it desperation mode? Is it worry mode? And if it is it okay to feel that way?
I think it's both. I think it's okay to feel this way because it's reality and it's unfamiliar territory. We've been spoiled, and I don't say that in a negative way. It's just how it's been since Patrick Mahomes has taken over, since Andy Reid has gotten here. There's been a renewed life, specifically in the postseason. When you consider the lack of success that has happened and then the height of successes that has happened since, it's justifiable to say we've been spoiled and we don't feel comfortable in the position that we're in. And we don't feel, I feel like people maybe are a little bit delusional in regards to that. Again, not in a negative way. It's just that you're looking up and you're watching TV and you're listening to your radio stations and you're like, how did we get to this point? What in the world is happening? Mm-hmm. Surely we'll turn it on, and then we lose to the Broncos, and surely we'll turn it on, and we lose to the Cowboys, and like, okay, now we got to turn it on. We've been down this road before where we've gone weeks, months without losing a game into the Super Bowl, and surely that's going to happen. Doesn't mean that we're not desperate. Doesn't mean that we're not in must-win mode. Just means that all of that is true, and you know, you can feel good to a certain extent because you've been down this road before, but at the same time, like, you don't like being on this road. it's kind of like driving up to North Dakota. Yeah, I've been on that road before, but it's not something that I really like to do.
I enjoyed every minute of that drive on I-29, Dane.
Yeah, to look to your left and see what Minnesota, and look to your right and see Michigan. I don't know if that's true.
But anyway,
that way.
I see what you're saying, and I understand the problem that I have though, Dane, and with all of this is that I'd like to believe, but I'm having a hard time believing because it's the same stuff every week. Oh, we just got to clean up a few things, and it's penalties and it's turnovers, and they're good for about 10 a game now with penalties and 100 penalty yards, and they're good for a turnover or two a game, and they're just not good enough to overcome those things like we saw in the past. And I think there's a big disconnect of everybody, including inside the organization I'm talking about, not outside, thinking that, oh, Patrick's just going to figure it out. It's okay. Patrick will just figure it out. But we've gotten to a point where that's just not the case anymore. The penalties have been so detrimental. And that's why I have doubt right now, because they're not getting better in those areas. It's the same type of nonsense every week.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate part, because I feel like, and here's the thing about the penalties. I think multiple things can be true. I saw Grunhard posted a tweet. I think you guys have said something, or at least it's been said on 96.5 The Fan, about complaining about the officials. I think you can complain about the officials. I don't subscribe to you're just a loser if you blame the officials. No, multiple things can be true, and multiple weeks come into play. And what I mean by that is, I can complain about the officials on Thanksgiving Day. Does not mean that I'm blaming the officials that we're 6-6. Does not mean that we've played bad football all season long, but it's because of the officials. And I think in this day and age with social media, because everybody wants to hate on the Chiefs, and as soon as they hear anybody say something about the officials for this specific game, they bring up the entire last season and a half where we won 17 straight games by one score and didn't lose any, and how there were some questionable calls that catapulted us to the Super Bowls in the past. That can be true. Those specific games can be true. If you want to believe that Patrick Mahomes was not, that it shouldn't have garnered a penalty when he was knocked out of bounds against the Bengals that opened up the door for us to win that game. Okay, that was a game. That was a call in that game. That has no bearing on this specific game and how Trent McDuffie, an all-pro, who hadn't given up not just yardage, but as far as penalties throughout his entire career, as many as he was given in this game. And we can point that out. And it's okay to point that out in this specific game. Referees have bad games. That was a bad game. Doesn't mean that we're blaming the entire season on one bad game. So I guess you can hear the passion in my voice about the strange dichotomy in how if you don't subscribe to officials being slighted on your side, that you should never subscribe to officials being bad against you. I don't think that that's true. I think we're in a situation now where, as you mentioned, Bob, we're not good enough to overcome some of those negative plays. Doesn't mean that those negative plays were warranted. They were justified. Just means that we're not good enough to overcome them. Had they not been called, it would be a different ball game. And I think it's okay to think that and feel passionate about it. And yet we're still in a situation where we got to win football games. And with the tiebreaker scenarios, the losses that we had, I knew that the Jaguars loss was going to come back and haunt us to some extent. I didn't think it was going to be to this extent, but to some extent, I figured right at that time, Monday night, leaving Jacksonville, coming back to Kansas City, getting home at 4 a.m, I felt like this is a game that's going to hurt us. And depending on how things unfold from here, we still got an uphill battle. We got to play the Broncos. We got to play a desperate and hungry and dangerous football team in the Houston Texans coming up this week. Like, those two games alone, like that they definitely can make a breakout season.
Danan, going into week 14 of the season, what's been the biggest disappointment from your eyes?
So, as you know, a former wide receiver, my eyes always gravitate towards the wide receivers. And I'm going to say I'm disappointed in the lack of consistent vertical game. I think we there's times where it seems like we do a lot of window dressing and everything needs to be horizontal across the field, crossing routes, middle of the field, you know, swing routes, jet sweeps, flip passes. And I grew up in a league. I was, you know, born into the wide receiver position by Bill Snyder at Iowa and learning how to run the route tree and how to set up defensive backs. And when you're outside the numbers, how to beat a defensive back. Bump and run, off coverage, cover two, whatever it is, there's techniques to do that. And I don't know why we don't attack that way. And how we're not as proficient in running those kind of routes. And then to watch the team in the Dallas Cowboys literally do that exact thing, that was throwback football. Line up on the outside of the numbers, run slant. Line up on the inside of the numbers, run fade. Line up on the numbers, run a hook or an out. Like, that's when you hear people talk about the route tree, that's exactly what it was. And for whatever it is, we don't necessarily have that in our offense, or we don't utilize that in our offense. So as a former wide receiver, I sit up there and I speak to other guys that played with me, that played before me, that whether they were for the Chiefs or just in college or whatever. And I'm like, why can't we do that? Why don't we do that? How come we don't win in that fashion? So that's disappointing. I would say also defense, right now, we're in a zone where we can scrutinize, we can criticize to some extent. Like last year, when we're winning 12 straight games, in the midst of winning 12 straight one-score games, it seemed kind of silly to have any negative jabs to throw at this team because they were figuring out ways to win. I don't know if that's good or bad for us this year, but this year at 6-6, I think it's justified. It's not meaning that you're jumping off the ship. It doesn't mean that you doubt this team. It means that at 6-6, that's what your record is, and you open your door to some scrutiny, some criticism. And from a defensive perspective, to let the Jaguars run the field and down the field when they need a touchdown and go ahead and do that, to allow the Cowboys in more recent times to allow them to do what they did, the Broncos, who's been pretty much inept on offense, to allow them to do what they did, to have guys that are supposed to be our superstars not showing up in those superstar moments. I think it's open. It doesn't make me Jason Whitlock from the 1990s, but it does mean that, you know, you are leaving yourself open to scrutiny and criticism by the fact that we're 6-6 in the way we are, the way we've gotten to this point.
A Whitlock reference.
I mean, remember those days?
Oh, I do, of course. I mean, yes, but that, those weren't good football teams though back in the day. You know, I mean, not like we've seen over the last, they're good but not great, like we're seeing over the last couple of, you know, years, or basically the last decade here in Kansas City. I think, to me, though, you're talking about those stars in that Jacksonville game. My theme for this season now, if I'm writing a book on this season, it's One Night in Jacksonville. And I've been thinking about that slogan for the better part of a month now. It's One Night in Jacksonville, because that game right there is a direct microcosm to everything that's happened this season. Chris Jones, bad turnovers, not getting stops on third and long. Like, everybody in the NFL right now knows that on third and long, this team is going cover zero and they're blitzing. They're fooling nobody in those circumstances. They've got to change that up. There's a lot of stuff that just seems stale right now, Danon.
Well, I would say this. Desperation mode isn't just about this phone call and this section this week. Desperation mode, in many respects, has been going on internally. When you consider those circumstances, down in distances, like, we can't get to the quarterback with four guys. We haven't been able to do that. Derek Nnadi, Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, Charles Omenihu line up four down linemen, and we're not able to get to the quarterback. So I don't blame Spags for, on third and long, having to feel like I can't continue to give this quarterback 4, 5, 6 seconds to throw the ball down the field and expose my defensive backs and linebackers to an inevitable third down conversion. So I have to roll the dice and try to bring a blitz. Now, I give credit to the Broncos, and I would say this, the Broncos, and maybe because it's just recent memory, the Broncos and the Cowboys are two teams that I specifically and vividly recall thinking, wow, how did they dial up a protection every single time?
Yes.
Like we didn't touch Dak Prescott.
Right.
Outside of a penalty, I think Charles Omenihu got for a late hit. Outside of that, every single time we came from different angles, different levels, Shamari Connor, Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, whoever it was, there was somebody there to pick us up. It was part of their game plan, and they knew it ahead of time. But I can't blame Spags for that. And that's where I saw some different posts about, you know, Andy Reid's coaching and Spags' coaching and Matt Nagy's coaching. The players play, bro. Like, I mean, let's be real. The players go out there and make plays. And if you don't make plays, if you run a blitz with Trent McDuffie off the slot and he gets picked up, and then you allow CeeDee Lamb to run right past you, that ain't coaching. That's not coaching. That's players. If you are isolated outside the numbers, one-on-one, man-to-man coverage, you know, you can go through the Ring of Honor and the Kevin Rosses and, you know, the Daron Cherries and Albert Lewis's and all the great defensive backs in this league. They stopped that slant. They stopped that fade. Like they did. It had nothing to do with whether you knew it or not. Like Chris Jones talked about after the Broncos game. Like Chris Jones, you line up when you go and switch positions with Mike Dana and you move him inside and you move outside to go one-on-one against a tackle. Don't you think they know that?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that tipping the scales?
Right.
And what'd you do in the past? You won. it's not rocket science. Let's not make this game more difficult or more convoluted than it is. It's winning your matchups, and we're just not doing that.
Danon, I want to go back to what you said about the vertical threat the Chiefs have. Is there more blame on Mahomes not hitting those throws, or is it more so because, I mean, I'm probably with you. You watched that play in Dallas where Mahomes, you know, goes into Superman mode and throws it to Xavier Worthy. I could have sworn Xavier Worthy was going to score, Is health a concern? Is trust a concern? What is the main concern? Because Tyquan Thornton and Patrick Mahomes seem to have a good chemistry and haven't really seen it since they took him off the field.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of things. I think there's definitely some indecision that goes on. Like, there has to be a level of trust with a wide receiver and quarterback that if I'm not the most comfortable throwing a deep out across the field from the far hash, I have to at least know that my wide receivers is going to bail me out. If I'm going to throw a ball deep down the field and the safety's coming over, I have to at least feel that if it's not a perfectly thrown ball where only you can catch it as a wide receiver, that you're going to bail me out or you're going to bail this offense out and you're not going to allow an interception down the field like we've seen before. You also have to have the personnel to do that as well. And that's not to disparage against our personnel at wide receiver, but we have some smaller guys. So taking the chances down the field, if you look across the landscape of the league, you're seeing guys that get chances down the field, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4" wide receivers. And from a game planning standpoint and from a quarterbacking standpoint, like, Bo Nix knows, hey, those guys ain't going to allow that ball to get intercepted. Like, it might not be completed, but they ain't going to allow it to be intercepted. And then even if it's not completed, at least you know from a defensive perspective, we have to guard this back half of the defense. And now you open up the door for the intermediate stuff. So I feel like with our personnel, with the size of our guys at wide receiver, maybe there's just not that kind of comfort where we feel more comfortable with them running away from guys horizontally as opposed to being able to run down the field vertically and have to out-jump, out-physical a defensive back for the ball, because there's been times where Patrick has done that and it hadn't bode well, except for Tyquan Thornton. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only guy that I think there's a comfort level of, if I throw this ball deep down the field, he's going to go up and get it. And worst case scenario, it's not going to get intercepted.
Danan, you know, on Thursday, I watched a team for the first time in my, you know, existence here in these last 10 years with this run that we're on. And I looked at a team and I went, they're slow, they're old, they're tired. How much of that do you buy?
I don't buy that. I do think that you know, it's tough to put the same team on the field every single year without that rejuvenating level of juice from young guys. I think there's some semblance of that. I did like how Noel Williams was playing leading up into the bye. Mm-hmm. I do like the experience that Ashton Gelati is getting, although maybe he seems like he's thinking a little bit more than reacting. Earlier in the season, specifically in the preseason, he seemed to run around more with his hair was on fire, and now he just seems to be playing, maybe to try not to make a mistake. So, I'd like to, that's where you need the infusion of youth. When you think about, when we had the linebacker Gay and he was out there and you had the juice, the energy, the swag surf on the sideline and you had all of that happening. Like, even if you were older in some places, you were able to kind of latch on to that youthful energy. And that would catapult you in certain times where, you know, you were just playing football and not making football plays. And I feel like maybe because we have some of those older guys, we don't have that same kind of juice. But I also think that, like, I've been in the meeting rooms and I've been around coaches that call you out and say, what kind of effort was that on that play? And what kind of effort was that on that play? But you have to have the guys on the field or in that locker room that's also willing to get in your face and be like, dude, like we were just watching film. What's going on? Like, what do we need to do? Do you need to take practice off? Do you need to minimize your reps during the week because you don't have the legs on Sunday or Monday? Like, those have to be the conversations, because anybody can stand up at the podium after the game or midweek and talk about what we, quote, we got to do. I like the guys that say, I got to do. And I think that's where we are now, is that 6-6, if you don't want your season to end in Vegas, January 2nd weekend, some of these guys got to stop talking about what we got to do and start talking about what I got to do.
Well, Dana, get those tonsils ready. You got a late night game against the Houston Texans on Sunday. Because I don't know what the vertical routes are going to look like against that defensive line, but season on the line, can't afford any more losses, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
You too.
That's Dana News there for you, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beers. Coming up, it's Mid-Major Mac with one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Can I steal your thunder real quick, Matt?
Absolutely.
I want to give you guys one word. Chicago Bears are the one seed. You saw Ben Johnson's quote. It means nothing. If the Bears lose to the Packers on Sunday, they go from the one seed to the seventh seed.
That's crazy.
So crazy. Wow. And
screwed.
That's insane. Wow.
Welcome
that's
to week nuts. 14 of the. It's like
let's go.
John Hammond from Jurassic Park. Welcome to week 14. Walking it's in nuts. On your cane because everybody's busted and hurt. Yeah, I mean, one seed to seventh seed. Like that.
Do you have any belief? Do you have any belief in the Packers though at this point? I mean, I don't know where I am.
I do. They looked good on Thanksgiving.
They did. They looked all right. Yeah, they beat Detroit, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, we beat Detroit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, everybody thought it was a great win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gave me hope again for Jordan Love and the Packers. I don't know. I'm easily convinced to be a cheesehead. But yeah, I like that last win. We'll see what happens.
What's your favorite cheese?
Munster.
No, Munster's a good one. That's where I got the cheese blanket. Yeah.
Smoked Gouda is the best.
Yeah, I was going to say Gouda. Yeah, I think so.
You like Gouda, huh?
Gouda.
There's nothing Gouda about that game on Thursday.
That's a Gouda choice for you.
Okay. All right, one word, Mac Boy.
Monday Night Football, one word. Patriots win big against the Giants.
MVP. And Drake May is him. And if I'm starting a franchise today, he's the first pick of the draft. For the first time in his career, Patrick Mahomes is not the first pick in my draft if I'm starting an NFL franchise today. 23-year-old Drake May that can make all those throws, makes everybody around him better, looks the part right now, was good last year too. So I'm Drake May, man, MVP, that's the guy right now.
I would say last night's, again, it was the Giants. You can't dictate who you play, but I'd say last night's game was defiant. I think we know where the AFC is going to run through. Mike Vrabel has got that team playing. I mean, you saw after they had a 14-0 lead. We thought the game was, or 17-0 lead or whatever it was, 17-7. And he's still going over there, high-fiving the players.
Oh, yeah.
Like, keep getting after it, keep getting after it.
How would you love to play for that guy?
It'd be the best.
Be awesome because, you know, he believes he's not he is rah-rah, but to the right point.
But he's a real rah-rah guy. Like,
yeah, he's a red ass.
Yeah, but he's not like you see a lot of these coaches. Oh, come on. Like, he's genuine is the word that I would use for
Braves. I think the ceiling is like Bill Cowher. Like, we remember him, like, spitting in your face, mean. And then there's, you know, guys that are just like kind of Andy Reid-ish that are just like give you that dad look. I think Vrabel's that middle package because they said last night on the broadcast he brings a lot of Belichick vibes, but he's a lot more
softer.
Know, yeah, he's a little softer, and it's like whatever that means. Mm-hmm. But yeah, last night's Patriots team looked defiant, plus badass jerseys.
Yeah, the uniforms were great. There was an old advertising campaign years and years ago for Sears, the department store. It was said, come see the softer side of Sears. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get into, you know, away from the tools and the husky jeans and all that kind of stuff. And they're telling me, oh, look, we've got stuff for everybody. Come see the softer side. We got bedding and all that kind of stuff. That's the softer side of Bill Belichick right now. Just as good a coach, I think, Mike Vrabel, you know, heading in that direction.
And, as who?
Belichick. I mean, the softer side of Bill Belichick is what
gotcha,
I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Like, he's got the traits that made Bill Belichick good, but he understands also how to interact with people. And Bill Belichick doesn't know how to interact with humans.
Yeah, you can tell those guys really
believe
it.
Bedside manner is very important. How you handle each individual player is very important. Vrabel's got his, you know, finger on the pulse of that team in a big way.
Yeah, I still think that's more important now than it was in Bill's era.
And absolutely. That's why Bill is, yep, you know, dating a 24-year-old and going 4-7 at college. He's lost.
From Pop Crave, Charlie Puth will be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. One word.
I don't really know much about Chaz.
Never heard of him.
I've heard of the guy. Probably have heard the songs, you know,
yeah,
years ago. Does nothing for me. I don't know who would. Like, if you said so-and-so was going to sing the anthem, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's great. But, I mean, Charlie Puth, I mean, I did, honest to God, didn't know he was still relevant.
Your daughters listen to him, maybe?
Not really. Okay, I don't think.
I just don't know who listens to him. I don't know.
Like, a bunch of Karens. That's with what their, I'm wondering. You know.
Like, who's the demo? Dusty, one word, Charlie Puth?
I don't know who that is.
Great. Perfect. We'll keep going. One word. Chiefs, for the first time in a long time, in the middle of the season, had some tryout players in the NFL transaction list. Now, these names we don't know, but the idea of that, one word.
Well, they do that all the time. I mean, that you bring guys in constantly. That's doing your job. I'm just going to say normal.
I would, yeah, I mean, normalcy, par for the course, per se. Yeah.
I mean, you look at the positions, it's wide receivers and offensive tackles.
Yep.
So, need.
Yeah.
Normal, need. Like, you don't have enough guys on your practice squad because you've gone through everybody. So
urgency.
Yeah. What is...
gravitate.
Zach Banner going to take you to the next level?
Dude, Zach Banner, man.
Jaquin Davis, Eric Ezukanma.
No, these guys aren't going to do that.
Right, I mean, no.
I mean, how surprised are you guys to see Jared Wiley catch a 3rd-and-4 first down in that Dallas game?
Great. First target, huge third down.
Yeah, it was big. Yeah,
Love it.
More of that.
Yes, please. I mean, 87 ain't going to be here for forever. Lane Kiffin ain't going to be at LSU forever, but they're thinking he is. This is what he said to their opening presser.
I'm very honored to be the head coach of LSU. I can sum it up by saying this place is different. And having watched this place for a long time, having been on the other sidelines in this stadium, this place is different. And that's why we're here. We have a lot of work to do with that. But I'm very grateful for the opportunity to lead one of the elite programs in all of sports.
Get bent.
One word there.
Fraud. And you know, every place you go, you say is different. It's the same speech at every college.
Did he win the press conference?
I don't know. Did he? He may have. But this place is different. Every coach in college says that no matter where they go. Listen to all. Like, the Auburn coach will say that. The Florida coach will say that. Hell, the old Mississippi coach will say that. This place is special, man. Everybody thinks every college
Hopefully
is special.
The Penn State coach didn't say that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're looking at the BYU head coach now. Do you think BYU would try to get Andy if the BYU coach goes to Penn State?
Then he would be Belichick.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he's a fraud because he also said he didn't pay attention to the contract and he let his agent handle all of that.
Baloney.
That is nonsense. That is 100% nonsense. Agents don't agree to contracts. Players and coaches and people agree to contracts. The agent presents it to you. You had to sign it.
The question is one word on Lane Kiffin's press conference?
Yeah.
Chode.
Get bent.
You a fraud. You're a liar.
Cringe.
Did he say in his press conference, again, I don't know if I'm getting duped by AI and X, that he says every time he hears people talk down here, he wishes he could talk like them? Did he say that?
Yes.
I do like that.
Worked out for the last guy.
I'll give him that. That was a direct shot at Brian Kelly. Yeah. I mean, and I love that. But
he always throws those underlining shots and jabs.
Geek.
Yeah.
He's got it for himself, man. I mean, he's all about him.
Yep.
I mean,
oh yeah.
When everybody makes it about you, sometimes you lean into that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's college coaches, though, man. I mean, it is what it is. You know, college coaches are people that everybody seemingly knows, and there's not many of those quote-unquote legends anymore. They've all left. I mean, when you really think about it, Lane Kiffin is one of the biggest household names of college football right now.
Might be the biggest.
Who else is, like, your guys are gone. I mean, the Sabins of the world are gone.
Kirby Smart's there.
Yeah.
We don't know how long Dabo's going to be
there. I was
going
to say, is Dabo still considered, you know?
I think they give him one more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure.
He's definitely a household name. Yes. We all know him. We know his run. We know his, like...
You mentioned Lanning yesterday. He's on the come.
Yeah, he's in there.
Obviously, Ryan Day.
Finally got his win in, what, 5 years?
Yeah, Marcus Freeman's probably on
list. Would they have really fired him if he'd lost that game?
Day?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that was the report.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
and no. I was like, that seems egregious.
That's stupid. I mean, people are dumb.
That game's huge, though.
It's a big game. Gotta win that game. But you're on the heels of a national championship, and you're probably going to get another one this year.
They're the favorite.
Yeah, so you're going to fire a coach because he lost to Michigan in the regular season? No, but that's college, man. Hey, people wanted Andy Reid fired, so.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get into Bob's Bonehead of the Week, plus Josh Briscoe at 820 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.